Board. Hello, everyone. Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with midwifery business consultation. I have my friend Carolyn Geiger, certified nurse midwife with ultrasound for midwives again. We wanted to do, now that her course has been out for 2 months, her comprehensive online amazing ultrasound course, we wanted to give you guys some feedback, what people are saying, why this course is, in my opinion, the best of the best. So go ahead, Carolyn.
Well, it's been my pleasure to put together this comprehensive course of obstetric and a little bit of gynecologic ultrasound for midwives, nurse practitioners, and for whatever birth settings that you are working in. Point of care limited ultrasound that you would be doing at the bedside for the women in your care. We start with looking at scope of practice, so you know what the legalities and standard of care is. And then we just move right into looking at normal female anatomy, IUD location, a few pelvic masses and such, so that you just get a little taste of GYN scanning, and then really focus on each of the three trimesters. In the first trimester, we do gestational age assessment and really watch that little embryo grow from a small gestational sac up through a fetus that is much more well developed, and fetal viability at that point, and also looking for signs and diagnoses of failed pregnancies as well, and how to rule out an ectopic pregnancy or a molar pregnancy. So, and then we move on into the second trimester, where again, we look at gestational age assessment, which is important for those that are registering late for care, that you get the earliest gestational age assessment that you can. But also it's important then to see what fetal growth patterns are like. And we'll talk about fetal growth restriction, as well as macrosomia, and how the fetus grows, and for you to be able to follow that to make sure that if there's a fetus that has a growth abnormality, that you're able to be able to recognize that and make sure that they get the right follow-up care. We look at amniotic fluid volume and different ways of measuring amniotic fluid volume and why one is better than the other in different situations, oligohydramnios, polyhydramnios. And lastly, we get to the third trimester, and certainly those things with growth assessments spill over into the third trimester. But our biggest issue there is the biophysical profile and looking at assessment of fetal well-being in the third trimester. And so that finishes up our review of the pregnancy. Besides that, we're kind of only half done with the course at that point. We have a comprehensive course on physics of ultrasound. It's important to understand the physics to be able to understand how to use the ultrasound machine and how to get the best images from it, and to understand exactly what ultrasound is and how it works. I do my very best to make it so that it's as simplistic as possible, but while making sure that you understand the essentials. And then I talk about bio effects of ultrasound as well, and ways to keep the use of the ultrasound as safe for the growing fetus as possible. And then Leslie helps me with business aspects, and we look at documentation. How do you write an ultrasound report? what's involved in that, and what is your legal requirements and such for doing that. Look a little bit at liability issues, and look at billing issues as well, which is very, very important. For those of you who are interested in the midwife sonography exam through the American Registry of Diagnostic Medical Sonographers, then this course does meet all of the requirements for the written examination, and should be a good resource for studying for that exam. It makes definitely, this is a course where you can study as you go, take your time, do it in your own time, be able to go back, review areas that you don't understand as well, so that if you're preparing for a course that you're, or the exam, then you should be ready to go on that.
I just think it's amazing what you've done. You've taken, it's about 8 to 10 hours of content that is in this valuable course. I think the affordability and the level of content, and we talked offline, there's a few other options out there for midwives and nurse practitioners to take, but you do such a specific approach. You've been a midwife. You've been doing ultrasounds for 40 plus years. Your clinical applications side, nobody else can replicate what you know. And so, yeah, there's some, we've had a lot of testimonials from people who have taken other caliber of courses, and the content was not to this level of the expertise you have. So was there anything else like you would notice from other students now that we've had it open for a couple months that they really liked about this course?
Well, they really do like that it's focused on point of care ultrasound. It is not focused on abnormalities. It is not focused on details of deep details, I should say, of physics and such. It really is a course that is friendly for the clinician and covers specifically what you really need to know. Many other courses tend to deviate off into fetal anatomy and details of fetal anatomy, which are not necessary for point of care ultrasound. And are not appropriate for the scope of care. You're not responsible for recognizing fetal anomalies. If you see them, if you see something that's not right, and you'll get to know anatomy well as you're scanning, then you refer that. You don't have to make that diagnosis. And that's an important part of this scope of practice. We're looking at normal. And it's just the way all of us have learned to practice, is that you look at normal, you understand minor deviations from normal, and you refer things that don't look right, or when you know that things are not right, then you're going to either get consultation or referral for those issues related to the ultrasound.
And I've loved just the original intention, as you know, from the name of your company is Ultrasound for Midwives. We didn't really anticipate or understand how little access to ultrasound training is out there. Like, we're having women's health nurse practitioners taking it, family nurse practitioners, every educational background for midwives, not just certified nurse midwives, certified midwives, it's certified professional midwives, lay, direct entry, licensed midwives, because many of them are already doing it in clinical practice, or even if they're not doing the ultrasound, they still have to understand and interpret the reports they're getting. So it's definitely part of the scope of the practice for anyone taking care of pregnant women or women in general, if there's GYN services. So I am so grateful for your course and just the caliber of what we can offer to the masses. Is there any other key notes you'd like to summarize about your comprehensive course? And we'll definitely put the information underneath so people can click and learn more.
I just think it's important that it is a comprehensive course, that it covers the scope of things that you need to know to be able to then branch into doing the scanning yourself and being able to make interpretations, write good reports, and know that you're providing that service for the women in your practice. It helps you to keep women in your practice, not have to refer them out for scans, that you can get the information right there and then, or schedule them if that's what works best for you. It's so disheartening to have a first trimester loss and have to send them out for a scan a couple of days later. It doesn't make good sense.
Emotional, yeah. For those viability times, that was honestly on my caliber of like emotional time sensitivity. If they're between 9 to 12 weeks and I can't get a heart tone, is it because of dates? Is there something wrong? Like, to be able to do a bedside ultrasound for those situations is worth its weight in gold to have the knowledge and certification and training, for sure.
Be able to answer those questions, know the gestation of the fetus, see the heart rate, or when it's not there, to be able to give the support to the women that in your care and not have them learn it from a stranger or just not even learn it there, but have to come back.
Yeah, the tech does it, but they can't say anything. And then they're like, are they going to show me a picture? What's going on? That limbo land that we that's such a precious time of fragility, that instant answers, talking with their midwife, the quality that we can improve to have access to this more by the midwives, it's just amazing.
It's amazing. And I really want the midwives to have and nurse practitioners to have the skills to be able to offer this to the women that they serve.
Yeah. And I think the part to add on is it's online. And if you do want hands-on training, there's a couple ways you can do it. You could go and coordinate with someone experienced in your area, whether it's a physician, a nurse practitioner, another midwife, or they can coordinate with you. I know you are starting to travel again. And if there's three midwives in an area and they want to join forces to have you come on site and do a couple days, that's an option. So definitely reach out to Carolyn and learn. There's online courses, there's in-person resources. So if you want more hands-on, you can definitely chat with Carolyn more about that. Yeah.
So. Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time today, Carolyn, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You do as well.